Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that she just has an understanding to really cleave to anything that's of the Spirit and just knows that it's going to be a battle and has that heart and mind to endure all the way until the end. Ask all these prayers you place in Jesus' name. Amen. So, talking about, going through Isaiah 33 and the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment and how dangerous things can get and the importance of needing to hear the Holy Spirit, okay? And walk in the Spirit, the five wise and the five foolish virgins, okay? Understanding the process of growing in the Spirit and just hearing Him more clearly. I'm going to go through the parable of the sower, okay? And this is just a general good go-to anytime. It's one of those basic scriptures that is really helpful just with anything of the Spirit, okay? It's a good foundation to look at, okay? Just to be prepared for what you're going to be going through, okay? For anything, okay? For the kingdom of God. Okay, so this is Matthew chapter 13, okay? We'll start here. Verse 18 says, "Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he that receives seed by the wayside." Okay, so that's, you know, unfortunately a sister hears it, doesn't even really understand it and pursue it. It just kind of goes, okay? "But he that received the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word and anon with joy receiveth it, yet hath not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended." Okay. So this first group is, second group would be a sister that's, you know, doing well. She's like, "Oh my goodness, praise God. You know, I'm really hearing the Holy Spirit. I really understand him." Okay. And, I'm really grateful. She's really excited, okay, getting some real direction from the Lord, okay? But she has no root in herself, okay? This is here, just going back, you know, to the book of John, where he says, "I am the vine." He says, "Abide in me, for without me, you can do nothing," okay? You have to have the mind frame, okay, that, with anything, with hearing the Holy Spirit, you just have to have that daily prayer and reading schedule, okay? You need to have that root in yourself, okay? To where no matter what happens every single day, and I've talked about this before, but you just have to have this mind frame that all the way until the day you die, okay? until the day you go home, okay? That you are going to read your Bible, and you're going to pray, and you're going to have time in your prayer closet every day, several times a day, okay? Set aside, and those plans do not change no matter what happens. And I say no matter what happens because things will happen, okay? You know, Satan's going to try and come, your family, the world, yourself, everything under the sun is going to try and break you from that daily prayer and reading, okay? Some days, that daily prayer and reading is going to be great. Okay, it's going to be flourishing and it's going to be really fruitful and you're going to feel really full of Spirit. Sometimes you're just barely going to do it, okay? But as long as you have that root in yourself, okay, every single day where you are praying and you are reading, okay, and you're just abiding in that vine daily, okay, you'll have a root in yourself and you avoid this second group, okay, with everything. But also with hearing the Spirit, okay, because you'll be amazed. You'll be doing well. This type of sister, you talk to her, okay, several, you know, a portion of time later, and she'll say, "You know what? I was doing great. I was really hearing the Spirit, and things were going really great. I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, it was just like, it stopped. And she doesn't even know that she fell into the second group, okay? She just knows that at one time she was really hearing the Spirit and walking with Him and had a lot of clarity, and then all of a sudden it stopped, okay? And the only way, like He says, okay, hath no root in herself, okay? You have to have that. Your whole plan for everything needs to be that vine. That's how you get through everything, okay? I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day that she just cleaves to you throughout the day and just really takes heed to this and understands that she needs to abide in the vine in order to bear fruit. That's her only way she'll ever be able to do it. And has a humble heart and receives that in truth. I ask all these praise and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.